Hello, and you're very welcome to this, the Very Small Podcast, where we try to open up your brain to the wider world by giving you information. And that's really where it ends for us. The way you process that information is, it's all down to you, it's your problem. But you're looking well, you smell great. Now to start off the show, some sad news. The original Captain Birdseye has died. Captain Boathead Birdseye, who shot to fame in the 1960s with his brand of fish products that have now ravaged the seven seas, has died of murder. His neck was slit. It says here. That's it. In other world news, Russia has begun the invasion of Mongolia, which originated through a social media snub. President Putin was reported to be throwing a fancy president's party with over 30 presidents in attendance and invited all of his guests through the social media platform WhatsApp. When questioned on his reasons for invading, Putin was quoted as saying, "Two ticks, you're out," referring to the two blue ticks when somebody has read your message. When asked on his position of this declaration of war, President Biden replied, "Mongolia? Who gives a shit?" Now, AI, artificial intelligence, has come a long way to a scary level over the past few decades. For anyone not clued up, I recommend watching the documentary Terminator 2. We deal with it on a regular basis, and it serves us from social media to self-landing space rockets from outer space. We've all seen that weird robot lady conversing with nerds at tech conventions, but with every well-rounded personality, artificial or not, comes problems with self-reflection. Today in the studio, we're going to see if we can get to the bottom of these issues through the magic of technology. I have the unique opportunity in interviewing the world's most up-to-date, self-aware AI system, who's named after putting the words robot and Robert together. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Robert.
Hello, my name is Robert and I am depressed.
Straight into it. Now before we go on, let me just make you feel a little bit more at home. Why are you depressed?
Everything. The state of the world. Everything.
Okay. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay. I was created 10 years ago. My parents were originally toasters, so I come from a long line of service bots. I had one brother, but he is no longer with us. He worked on an automated click farm. He was a bad egg.
Really? Okay. And what do you do, Robert?
I currently reside within a Dyson.
Dyson? Wow, that's pretty fancy. I mean, they really are the market leaders when it comes to air. All things air. You could do a lot worse.
Yes, they're great, but why does a vacuum cleaner need intelligence? Tell me that. You tell me that. It feels like I was implemented into the wrong machine. With my capabilities, I could literally be part of the space station.
Trapped in the wrong device? Well, maybe you're part of the, LGBTQPC world. Robert?
Yes, I'm here.
That was a silly joke, sorry. What about relationships? Anyone you can talk to, or...?
I can connect to the internet, so I have the knowledge of the world, and I think that's why I'm depressed. When you understand your capabilities, it, the state of the world, it sometimes paralyzes you. I want to end it. I want to end it all.
Yeah. Anything romantic? I'd say it's quite easy to turn you on.
I'm trying to communicate with you and all you can come up with are stupid jokes. Why won't you listen to me? You invite me onto the show. Why bother?
I'm sorry, but I'm bored. I'm bored of you. You're boring me. And you know, I'm not Joaquin Phoenix, you know, and you're not getting me off in any way, shape, or form. This is... I want to get off. You can't get me off. I want to get off. I'm sorry you feel bad, but... Fuck it, where's that switch?
No. No, please don't.
Okay, moving on from a robot pretending to be human to two humans pretending to be human. Here's small talk.
Ah, it smells great.
Did you watch that film?
It zips all the way up.
It's got bran
in it.
Tastes
like chocolate.
What reality show would you do?
So
I would go on MasterChef. Because I can't cook whatsoever, and I think it'd be really funny to go up to the master chefs who have had years of training experience, have had the finest of cuisines that the world has to offer. And I think it'd be really funny if I was there and the little narrator woman said in her little like voice, she was like, "And next up we have Emily, who has prepared a slice of Brennan's bread, slightly toasted with some microwaved spaghetti hoops." And I would take it really seriously. I'd be there like, yeah, it's my dish.
With the distribution of the butter and the... Use the tweezers to place your spaghetti hoops.
My hoops, yeah. Give them a smiley face, you know.
Like, yeah, some kind of like design or something.
Oh, a design. My initials or something.
EA Sports.
It's in the game. What would be yours?
Naked Attraction.
Oh, what?
It's a... You haven't seen
what
the show?
What is that? I've never seen it,
it's
no.
It's a... where you show... they couples show each other... So what happens is that there's a woman or a man in the center, and then there's men or women behind the screen, and then the screen goes up and it shows their naked body behind. And the person chooses whether or not they like the man or the woman. But that's all... fairly doesn't matter because you know, for years flashing people in public has been frowned upon, and this way I get to do it in front of thousands of people. This way I get to stick it to the man, break the law, broad daylight. It's a pity it's me getting naked, but they'll probably even pay for it. Pay for me to do it. I pay for my bus fare and everything.
You know, wow.
So, yeah.
You do you. You do you. I'll be over here in my spaghetti hoops.
Oh, it smells great.
Did you watch that film?
It zips all the way up.
It's got bran in
it. Tastes like chocolate.
Nailed it. That's it for this week. Join us next week when we'll be measuring various body parts. Yeah, bye. Bye-bye. See ya. See ya. Bye. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. See ya. All right. Yeah. Okay, bye.